Daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 to 3. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." As this is first broadcast, it's Shrove Tuesday. Shrove Tuesday is just before the start of Lent, a period of fasting which leads up to Easter when Jesus died and rose again from the dead. Now, Shrove in the phrase Shrove Tuesday means absolve. It's a time when you get ready to recognise your sins, to fast before God, to ask for his forgiveness, to get ready to celebrate that great day when we remember that Jesus rose from the death for us to bring us everlasting life. And as we do so on Shrove Tuesday, we traditionally use up the fatty foods in the house. Mardi Gras, another phrase for a Shrove Tuesday, actually means Fat Tuesday. And in some places in the world, there's a big carnival on that day, a big party to celebrate, to use up the fat, to use up the good things that God has given us. It's not that these things in themselves are wrong. It's simply that in giving them up, in giving up the rich things, in giving up the luxuries, we're showing our dependence on God to be forgiven of our sins, to be set free to serve him. The eating food and drinking good drink is not in itself bad. Ecclesiastes 5:18-20 says, "I've noticed one thing at least that is good. It is good for people to eat and drink and enjoy their work under the sun during the short life God has given to them, and to accept their lot in life. And it is a good thing to receive wealth from God and the good health to enjoy it. To enjoy your work and to accept your lot in life, this is indeed a gift from God. God keeps such people so busy enjoying life that they take no time to brood over their past." Of course, Ecclesiastes only takes it so far in these verses. Yes, eat and drink, enjoy your work, accept your lot in life, but also receive, as well as these gifts from God, complete forgiveness and cleansing from anything wrong you did or wrong done to you in the past, and be set free to enjoy eternal life with God. Let's eat pancakes on Shrove Tuesday, repent during Lent, and get ready to celebrate that Jesus rose from the dead. Don't forget to subscribe to get more episodes and leave a comment. It really helps. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.